191, we're going to take up just one bill, that's Senate Bill 1456, which is back for concurrence with Assembly amendments. Could we ask the clerk to call the roll?
Simidian.
Here.
Brunner.
Here.
Corbett. Hancock.
Here.
Lowenthal.
Here.
Pavley. Strickland.
We have a quorum present, that is four members. What I'd like to do as the author of the bill is take the chair at the table here in front of the dais and ask Senator Brunner as our vice chair to preside on this item.
Thank you. And we have before us SB 1456.
Members, thank you for taking the time to meet off the floor. Just on a process matter, I want to extend my thanks to the
take a deep breath
to the members on the other side of the aisle who were kind enough to say that we could have taken this matter up just directly on the floor. But it was my view, given the fact that we're at end of session, that it was worth taking some time to meet off the floor so that there was a public hearing on the bill. Given the fact that there were amendments on the Assembly side. You may or may not recall, members, that this measure was approved by this committee and by the Senate, and in its original form ensured that mediation after an action was filed was intended to be conducted concurrently with any judicial proceeding, just like a settlement conference under CEQA. The goal then and continues to be just to make sure that we're exercising the opportunity to keep everybody's privileges and prerogatives under CEQA intact, but to do that as streamlined a fashion as possible. The Assembly amendments were made on, I think, June the 10th, so the bill's been out there for quite some time, and the bill moved through the committee in the Assembly, the Resources Committee there, on a 9-0 bipartisan vote. Mr. Huffman, I believe, is the chair. And you had a, Mr. Chesbrough is the chair, and Mr. Huffman sits on the committee, as does Mr. Logue, so it's a pretty diverse group from a ideological standpoint. The amendments we took provide for mediation before potential litigation in order to resolve CEQA disputes, thereby helping to avoid costly litigation. Again, this is mediation, and it is voluntary, but it seemed like it would be a helpful thing to do. The amendments also allow the Attorney General to request an expedited schedule to resolve CEQA cases, while also allowing any party to request imposition of a penalty for a frivolous claim made in the course of CEQA litigation. The amendments also ensure more accountability for an organization challenging a project that is formed after project approval and establish procedures in statute for tiering environmental documents. There's a January 1st, 2006 sunset date, 2016 sunset date, and there are double joining amendments to address chaptering conflicts with another bill. The measure is supported by the California Association of Realtors, CEB, and the Silicon Valley Leadership Group. Passed out of the Assembly yesterday, I'm told, on a 65-0 vote. Obviously, bipartisan support, and I would respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Testimony in support. Testimony in opposition? Would you like to make it close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Move the bill.
There's a motion on the bill. Now, are there questions from members?
Nope.
Please call the roll.
Simidian.
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Brunner.
Aye.
Brunner, aye. Corbett. Hancock. Hancock, aye. Lowenthal. Lowenthal, aye. Pavley. Pavley, aye. Strickland.
Aye.
Strickland, aye. That's six, yes.
Six, that vote. That, let's see, we're going to go ahead and send that bill out. If you want to?
Ms. Chairman, if we could hold the roll open for till 2:05, just to allow the absent member to vote if she wishes to add on.
Okay, we will hold the roll open till 2:05, for which then the chair can close because I'm leaving.
Thank you. Thank you, members.
You were out the door, huh?
I was in the middle of the phone call. I said, oh, can I go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Members, my understanding is that Senator Corbett's detained in a meeting and is unable to join us. With that understanding, and she'll have an opportunity to vote on the bill on the floor shortly. With that understanding, if we could ask the Secretary to call the absent members and that allow us to close down the roll and make the room available for the next hearing.
Corbett? Vote 6-0.
Ayes 6, no 0. The bill is passed without objection. The meeting is adjourned, and if we could ask the Sergeant at Arms to let the Health Committee know that the room is now available. I understand they have a number of bills they'd like to take up. Thank you, members.